everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 9, entitled Los Muertos, which translates to The Dead in English. It was written by Alan Page, who has worked on Ken and XY La Revista, and directed by Deborah Chow, who's worked on Mr. Robot, Rain, and Flowers in the Attic, which came out in 2014.
All right, and we both love Mr. Robot.
Yep, just started getting back into that show. It was really good, and I got off of it for a little while, but
yeah,
I'm back on it.
And the original Flowers in the Attic was the bomb.
Right. I didn't even know there was a remake, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm going to check it out, though.
All right, so we've watched the episode twice now, Gary, and we do apologize for taping so late, but here we are. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a party. I loved it. This was one of the best episodes yet. What I didn't like about it is the infatuation with death ever since they've been in Mexico. It's like every place they went to, when they went to the little mansion plantation looking place, you know, they had the dead hidden underground or something in the basement.
Right.
And you heard you've seen the infatuation with it there. And now again, we're at a different place and the same thing.
I agree. I don't like that part of it either. That especially, and I was going to say, like, I know this is Mexico, so I know they're, maybe that's their way of saying, oh, well, you know, a different culture has different beliefs or whatever. But I'm not feeling it. Like,
yeah,
everything's this big, you know, well, wait, this is our coming, or, you know, when the dead leave, we'll be here. And
right.
This,
I just have to call bullshit on that.
Right.
I don't care what other country you're in.
Right.
This is some weird shit.
Right. I definitely agree. So I'm kind of like, come on. I'm just not feeling that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe they know something we don't.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, maybe something's going to come out of this. But so far, I'm like, I'm not feeling it.
Well, I hope they got with someone in Mexico, you know, to kind of
get their viewpoint.
Yeah, get their viewpoint on
okay,
it.
Okay, if that's, this is something. Well,
yeah,
I don't know if anyone could actually say this is how we would react in Mexico if the zombie apocalypse happens.
Right.
You know, but it's possible that they could have got feedback as far as these are our beliefs, and if the end of the world were to happen, you know, we were stronger on these beliefs.
Well, yeah, that's just what I want to see. If they had a consultant over there that just say that, yeah, this is what might happen.
Okay, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Otherwise, I'm just still calling BS.
I am too. All right, so the way the podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we have an award and a prediction at the end. And I will say that our lists, both lists actually, are not long this time, so this may be a short podcast, but we can add in if we remember something as
right.
we go.
But we actually like the show.
Yeah, I like the episode. I mean, I like the episode. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't wait until the next episode. It was okay.
Well, it's too soon for that.
Okay.
You know, they have to give us a consistent good episode back to back to back before we say, all right, the next episode.
Because
remember, remember the first half of the season or last season, when they gave us a good episode, it was like, okay, yeah, they're picking up. Then the next episode, they're like, man, forget y'all.
Right. See,
we're going to do what we want to do.
Right. All right, so first on the likes is Alicia telling Madison that it's just the two of them now, whether she likes it or not. I really liked Alicia this episode. We didn't really see much out of her. Or no, actually, was that this season? Yeah, since they split up the seasons, I'm kind of confused. But that was this season when she was talking to the guy on the boat, right?
Right.
Okay, so I don't think I was really caring for Alicia's character last season or the first half of season two. But this episode, she seemed to be, like, straight, like, the version, the Fear of the Walking Dead version of Rick, kind of, you know? Like, she could be the leader, even though she's a child. She's the one talking right sense. Let's find this. We need to find shelter, food, water.
Right.
You know, she knows that sitting there in mourning right now, like, the disappearance of her brother, and I don't know if she even cares where Travis and Chris are, but she knows that there's no time for that in this world, and she's moving on quickly.
Well, Chris tried to kill her twice.
Yeah, so she probably really don't care.
She's probably happy he's gone.
Right. But what did you think about her telling that to Madison, that it's just the two of them now?
I liked it, and I'm glad she spoke up. One thing that I've noticed, that there must be a new set of writers, because they're trying to reinvent each character.
Yeah. Because she said, I've been doing it for this long. When later, right. Oh, well, that's sorry. That's a little bit later on. But when she says that to Madison later on, like when Madison tells her to leave, she's like, I've been taking care of myself this long. And I was thinking.
Right, because we see Madison is always concerned where Nick is, even during the drinking game. She said, this is for Nick.
Yeah.
Like, what about Travis? What about your husband?
Right. I mean, and that sometimes happens in families when something's lost, where now all the attention, if one kid's getting in trouble, that's the kid that's always getting attention or whatever, you know?
Right.
And people tend to forget. Like, we did The Night Of, and you saw how Nas's brother in that show was being affected because, you know, all the attention was now on Nas. I mean, you can assume that's why he was acting out.
Acting out, yeah.
All right, so next is the group leaning against the truck. You like that when they were deciding whether to go into the hotel or not?
Right. I love that little music video scene.
Yeah.
They are posted up on a truck, you know, just the photo op.
Right.
But I like that, how they sat down and looked at the hotel, kind of scanned the area, and kind of, you know, talked back and forth whether they should enter.
They each had a one-liner as far right. as what could be awaiting them in the hotel. Strand has always been a favorite of mine, and this week when Madison revealed a little more details about her personal life and said that she was once engaged before and he was a good man, and Strand was like, he couldn't have been that good. I don't know. It's just like even earlier sometime throughout the episode, I don't have it on the list of likes, but it's those small little comments that I like. And Nick kind of also said it before, like, when he was walking with that lady and she's like, we were lost without him. And he's like, you don't look found, like, or something. Right. It's those small little comments those details that I like. But I don't know. I just like Strand.
And Strand made a good point.
Yeah.
Like, if he was Mr. Right, you would be with him.
Right, right. And then her excuse by saying she had to take care of her family. When we met them, I know the mother has kind of always been a little more fragile, but I call bullshit on that. Like, they didn't seem like the family, that like a couple that needed her help.
Right.
Daniel was okay, you know?
Yeah. They seemed pretty stable.
Right.
But that's what I mean when I said there's been a lot of rewrite of characters.
Yeah, so you think they rewrote some of that background as far as...
Right. They have to make us love these characters now. They just gave it to us the first season. We had our opinions of them. A lot of us never liked Maddie. Alicia didn't stand out much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole show seemed like it was written for Strand and Nick.
Strand and Nick, yeah.
But now, you know, they're starting to give us backstory. We're starting to see a little more from the characters. They even changed the characters all the way around, like Maddie.
You talking about that she's from Alabama or
yeah,
wherever?
Now she's from Alabama. Now she has
a little
country
southern accent.
Yeah, a little southern accent, yeah.
You know what, though? But in all the shows I've seen her on, and I got to look to see where she really is from, I think she kind of always plays like a little Southern Belle type girl or woman. Because she played on Sons of Anarchy. She played on House of Cards. She's played on a few things. And I think she kind of always had a little...
Yeah, but I think they're trying to bring that to her character. Because that's kind of soften her up, make her likable.
Right. I mean, I don't think there's much they can do, in my opinion, for me to like Madison. Like, I don't hate her, but if she were to die next episode, I'd be like, good, who's replacing her? Like, who's the new person?
You know what? The first season, yeah. But this season, I'm kind of digging her.
Okay.
I kind of like her character. I guess it worked on me.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Well, she hasn't won me over yet. All right. So we mentioned in our instant cast, the pharmacist, how he was bitten, but didn't turn. I hit that down on the list of likes because we also got to see the bite mark for a quick second.
You know, something we think is a bite mark.
What do you think? He's like faking it?
I mean, something happened right there.
Oh,
I'm saying we don't know for sure.
Okay, maybe he was bitten, but it wasn't by a walker.
Maybe it was by the same dog that bit Nick.
Okay. I don't know if he got that high up, but yeah, I mean, I'm curious. I like that. I do like it. I'm curious to see how he got bit and why he was. Is he immune, or can some people be immune to it?
Right. But staying on a doctor with our list of likes, one thing that I appreciated was how they showed him trying to give people hope, you know, giving them the fake medicine.
Right, like a placebo or whatever.
Right, right. Giving the people the hope that they can survive this. I mean, that could be a gift and a curse.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
But the thing is, he's running for president right now, and he's winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's kind of, he can be the governor in some ways. Like, I can see him turning into a bat character.
Don't see that. I don't see it.
Okay. Only because he threatened Nick. He's like, you started a war, next time, you know, you put my people in danger, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, your people? So these are your people now?
Well, he feel like he has an obligation to him. So I can see him saying his people. And yeah, this could end all bad.
Oh, I'm pretty sure, if not the mid-season finale, the finale will be those gangsters coming back.
Yeah, they're coming.
They're going to come back. It's definite. Like, that's the big bad this year. It's possibly even the pharmacist. Maybe the pharmacist is in cahoots with the gang members.
Like, cahoots, like, he knows them?
Yeah.
I think the only thing that he's in cahoots with is giving them medicine and getting water. Hopefully, he's not giving them the fake medicine.
Giving who the fake medicine?
The gangsters.
Oh, I know, right? No, because they, I mean, I don't know. They would have been on that by now.
You never know. They could be dying slowly. If that guy's sister die, I don't think they could. I think the water train is gone. But how did you feel about Nick stealing that cake for the little girl?
That is actually on my dislikes list. So let's go ahead and go to the dislikes real quick.
All right.
So the girl telling Nick to put the blood on him, because she can smell him. I kind of call bullshit. Like, what are you, a dog? Like, how do you smell him? What does a non-bloody, like, what does a human smell like to where you can know that he smells like human rather than like Walker?
Dove soap.
No, but Nick clearly doesn't have any Dove soaps. I don't know. I just was like, okay, that sounded a little weird. As if she was like a vampire and she can smell human.
I'm pretty sure he didn't stink enough.
All right. Okay. It wasn't a dislike of yours?
No, it wasn't. It was funny.
Okay.
It wasn't a dislike.
Now, one thing I put first that I didn't like it is seeing the dad die. The dad at the beginning that sacrificed himself. I didn't catch that. So first, before I found out what the reason was, or they explained it, we still call bullshit on it.
Yeah.
But before they explained it, I started thinking, oh, it makes sense. Maybe just how the pharmacist is immune. Because remember, when he went out there, it's like everyone was holding their breath that he wouldn't die. And right. Then he got tackled, and they're like, oh, man, like, damn, it didn't work. That's how I felt. So I started thinking, what if the pharmacist guy is actually trying to give him something to make them immune? Like, you know, on World War Z? Yeah. Was that World War Z when Brad Pitt, like, injected himself? Remember the vampires?
With the virus.
Yeah, he injected himself with the virus. So that's what I started thinking it was. However, later on, the lady, I don't know if we know her name yet, but she debunked that theory by saying that when they're near death, they deliver themselves to the wall.
Right, and that's why we call it bullshit, because this was a healthy man.
Yeah, nothing now, looked wrong with him.
Right, not an old man who said, maybe it's my time to go.
Right.
I can see him going first.
Or even the lady that was coughing profusely next to Nick when he woke up.
Right.
I mean, she was close to death. Like, nothing, there was no signs that man was close to death.
Right, they should have showed us something. Showed us a bite mark.
Him limping, something. Something.
Him sweating.
He has something to show that he was ill. He looked healthy to me. So that's why it made our dislikes, because it seemed like bullshit.
Yeah, he didn't look like he had that Walker package.
Right. Nothing, no Walker.
The Walker package.
Right. And then dislikes, to answer your next question, and this is my final dislike that I have. Feel free to add some more. But Nick stealing the cake. That whole scene of Nick stealing the cake, the guys coming after him, threatening to break his arm, then not breaking his arm. And mainly it's the guys not breaking his arm or cutting off his hand. Now, that would have been badass. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I think we both agree on that.
That would have been badass. But okay, Nick all of a sudden, the girl was being rude to him like 5 minutes before, and now she's translating everything Nick tells her to. She could have been like, F him. I don't know this dude from anywhere. Break his arm, kill him.
Right.
I didn't steal anything. I'm walking. You guys can have him. Instead, she sits there and translate everything that Nick tells her to, and then later on yells at him for doing it.
That scene was not needed at all. It wasn't. I think they could have came up with a better way of, you know, getting into it with the guys there.
And then over a cake?
It's like they were reaching, like, okay, later on in the season, we need these guys, so let's go ahead and have them steal a cupcake.
Right.
Or a little Debbie snack.
And then I even saw people online, agree. Remember, I think I said, why didn't they just throw that cake on top? Like, they don't care.
Right.
You know, he.
And I didn't notice that the first time. That they said, whatever you could fit in a buggy.
Right.
Put in a buggy.
Yeah.
That's all you get. So it's not like they were, you know, just like, y'all get anything but a little Debbie snack.
Right.
You know, which is understandable to me if they did say that. But they didn't. So I don't understand. All that room still left in the buggy. They could have threw a couple of little Ritz crackers.
Everything and all those Cheetos. Little cracks. They had a whole bunch of waters and stuff. And then a few things on top. Mine would have been piled high until it had to fall off. And then like, right. Oh shit, that can't fit in the buggy. You know, or put it in the cracks of wherever little spaces in between those waters were.
I would have everything.
Right.
Chewing gum. Anything that I could. They even have more room for water.
Right. I agree.
If they told me everything that could fit in that buggy, my buggy is stacked high.
Same here. And then another thing I call bullshit on with this whole scene is Nick saying, that's your sister. Like, how in the hell did you get sister out of all things? Like, not wife, not friend. I mean.
Well, it was a little girl.
No, it was a grown woman.
You talking about the little girl that was coughing?
No, the person that he was helping in there. That was a grown woman.
Okay, I thought he was talking about a little girl that was in there. That was inside.
I don't know, man. Like, I remember seeing a grown woman because I remember thinking, how in the hell did he think that was the sister, like, okay. Automatically?
All right.
Yeah, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm not, I call bullshit on that because it just, like, that's random. You know, your sister, like, that's your first guess, you know?
You know, thugs don't have wives.
You're stupid.
You know, they have many girls. They, you know, they at the store, he can't be seen with just one chick. So it got to be a sister.
And then if we're going to go further in this, I'm calling bullshit on this scene, is they tell them, if you notice, they tell them, wait, before the guy that comes out of the store whispers in his ear. But the first guy already said, wait. The second guy comes and whispers in the first guy's ear. And it must be like he stole something. And then he immediately runs. Second guy still runs and pushes Nick down. And it's like, why do all that outside the store? Like, I don't know. If you saw him steal it and put it in his back pocket, why didn't you stop him right then and there?
Yeah, before he made it that far.
Yeah, before he even made it that far. Like, hey, dude.
Well, I guess it's not stealing unless you walk out with it. You know, he could have got to the thug register and said, yo, I'm taking this.
Right. I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I thought that was bullshit, though.
Man.
Any more dislikes for you?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of dislikes. A lot of dislikes. I'm going to go as far as, you know, my boat being taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you were right. I was wrong on the instant cast. I thought I said it got blown up. But, yeah, the government stole it. Or apparently the government stole it.
Yeah, the army took it. But my dislike is not with the show. My dislike is that you told me I was wrong during the instant cast. So I'm going to call it dislike on the code telling me I was wrong.
Okay, that's fine.
But I still don't understand. I mean, did they just leave the keys in there?
I was thinking that, too. Like, how exactly did they steal it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a little car.
Right.
It's a whole boat.
Right, I agree.
And, well, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't have plans to go back on a boat. They probably thought they were safe right there in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I wonder how far apart they are. Like, what part of Mexico they're in compared to Nick being in Tijuana. Because we saw 100 miles, but
100 miles, yeah.
But was it 100 miles from where they are or 100 miles from where he ended up mid-season?
I would probably guess anywhere from 100 to 150 miles or something. But I did think that as well because I thought when they got to the hotel, I was like, hold on, the gangsters haven't raided this area yet? That's what I did think. And then I said, oh, wait, those gangsters are near in Tijuana. This may not be nowhere near Tijuana.
Yeah. Well, you know how they are. This right here looks like a pretty good area.
Mm-hmm. A little tourist town or whatever.
A little tourist town. And, you know, usually little gangsters, they don't, you know, raid little good areas.
They raid the bad ones.
They raid areas that's already messed up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're coming, though. You know there got to be a villain coming there soon.
Well, someone's going to be coming because how else is Strand and Madison going to get saved?
Right.
Unless Ophelia all of a sudden pops up. Okay, that's another dislike. Ophelia all of a sudden pops up. I'm still going to have to call bullshit because I'm going to be thinking, what are you doing down here? Like, you came all the way down here. You left Alicia upstairs by herself, you know?
Yeah, it would be weird if she just pop up.
And then if she does pop up, what? How is she still going to save them? She's going to chase them away? Like, I need someone with a gun.
Maybe make some noise somewhere.
Okay.
But you know, like I said on our instant cast, I think she just went and took a shower. I think that she probably couldn't wait her turn in here and like, hold up, we already know what rooms are marked, so let me go take a shower in another room.
I don't know, because Ophelia seems like she's contemplating suicide. You know, when they said, what do we do next after they realized the boat was gone, she's like walking to the water, like just pretty much kill ourselves. And then
later on, maybe right.
When Alicia said, why do you think he gave up? And she's like, we're not going to make it. Like, so she's definitely given up. Something big has to happen for her either to finally say, this is worth living, I'm worth fighting for, or whatever, this is worth fighting, or she's not going to make it.
Okay. I agree.
All right. So that covers everything for our likes and dislikes. Unfortunately, it was short because you know, that's all we had to work with, really.
Well, you know what? I mean, as a whole, I love the bar scene.
I did, too. I guess.
I love the conversation. Like I said, it made it fun.
The conversation was okay. It was okay.
It was a fun scene. And seeing, you know, Strand's skills on the piano. I mean, don't get no better than that.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of people call bullshit. Like, what are you doing playing the piano, breaking glass? This is a big hotel. That's true. Yeah, because I loved how even when he was telling Madison, hey, the zombies are coming, he didn't, like, get out of drunkenness. He was still, like, looking drunk. So he stayed in it. So I liked that.
Yeah.
All right. So we have an email today from Yolanda, and it's so good to hear from her. It's been so many months because she doesn't watch all the other shows that we do, such as Game of Thrones.
Didn't Yolanda give Strand a name, Mr. Clean?
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah, Mr. Clean from when we used to call Strand that in season one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Nicole and Gary, my Strand and Madison of podcast. After listening to your instant cast, I forgot what Alicia's real name was. That was Gary. I laughed so hard. I missed you guys. Oh, we missed you too. I love Alicia calling out Madison, telling her it's just us now. I'm wondering if Maddie really wanted to have Alicia because she told Strand it was a choice to have her. Mm. I kind of thought that too. I was like, is she kind of regretting me? It's like 20 years too late at this point, but... is she regretting having children, or is she thinking that she's failed them in some way?
Probably failed them.
Yeah. Because she said she's like, Nick's been lost since he came out. Like, he's his dad. Then, you know, and then Alicia's pretty much her, which she's going to do what she wants to do.
Which I probably, you know, say it's the opposite.
Oh.
I think Nick is an addict like she is. I mean, her choice of drugs may not be drugs. But, I mean, it's alcohol.
Yeah, and you know what? Real quickly, before we continue with Yolanda's letter, I actually was disappointed in Nick this episode. Seeing Maddie and Alicia, like, be in harm's way and everything like that, Nick knew that Travis left and Chris left. So he knows, I mean, not saying you need a man to protect women or whatever, but you would think he's, like, quote-unquote, the man of the house. He would still just be like, F it, I'm leaving my mom and sister alone in Mexico where it's the apocalypse. Like, he seems selfish in that way. Like, when I see him now and he's just chilling here, you know, comforting this little girl he doesn't know, going off on weird trips with this girl, risking his life.
He left his family to look for family.
He went, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, when I was watching, I started getting pissed off at Nick. I'm like, hold on, Nick, you left your mom and your sister. And it's not even, like, for a good reason.
But you know what? He did it for the better good of the show. He probably like, man, this show is turning to BS. Let me go start my own storyline over here.
What did he say last week? Or was it this week? He said, I want to go somewhere where the dead aren't monsters. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Nick? Like, I don't even get it, you know?
Yeah. So he did it for us.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, Yolanda continues. And why were Strand and Maddie... making so much noise, annoying sound attracts walkers. When Daryl and Beth got drunk, they were smart enough to get a safe distance from that scene. That was a good callback.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that was like my least favorite episode of The Walking Dead, almost. It's in the top five least favorite. That episode where it was just Daryl and, damn it, what's her name again? Daryl and Beth.
Yeah, Beth.
Ugh, that was the worst. But yeah, at least they were smart enough, you know, Beth had her first drink and I don't know, what was it? Not moonshine, it was peach schnapps or something. that brings call back to the early seasons. Yeah, I don't know. They're drunk. So when you're drunk, you do stupid stuff, you know? You start playing a piano because, hey, there's a piano right there.
Right.
You can throw glass and not get in trouble. Like, I don't know.
Nah, that was kind of stupid.
That was stupid for her to do it?
The throwing glass, I mean, what's that going to solve? But she, like I said, she was drunk. It was a fun scene.
She was angry. She was mad.
Yeah. Angry drunk. Yeah, you're right.
She wrote, "I'm calling bullshit on zombies falling off balconies and getting up and walk away. Bones should have been sticking out of everywhere. I promise you, Linda, when we were watching this, I thought that same thing. I forgot to write it down. Because I was thinking, I know they can't get hurt, but wouldn't, you know, we've seen them. If you cut off their legs, they're not able to still walk. Like,
right.
You know, their bones should have been poking where they could only slide, like, because the leg is not working.
Right.
So I did think that, too. Good point for bringing that back up, because, yeah, I forgot to write it down. But, yeah, we call bullshit with you. She wrote, "I ain't fearing shit," goes to Leisha. She was taking control of this issue. Most likely to die is Ophelia. When Leisha told her, we're a family now, you got me. I think Ophelia wanted to blow her brains out then and there. That's probably why she left Leisha in the room alone. Well, I guess I'll go take a hot shower now, because that's what you do in the middle of a ZA or while waiting for your podcast to come out. Till next week, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you. We are so late on this podcast, too. We apologize.
But yeah, you're so right.
Yeah.
Ophelia
did look like she was about to just kill herself right then and there. She did. She did. But I'm like, man, considering where the characters on The Walking Dead are right now to where they are, like, they got it good right now. Like, that room was safe to me, you know?
Right.
But I do wonder, was that the balcony door always open? Because when Leisha did get out of the shower, the balcony door was open, and that's when she saw the zombies jumping or falling, whatever you want to call it. So is it possible Ophelia jumped? Or no, she did look down. She looked down, right, and didn't see anyone.
Right.
Okay. Okay, we'll have to see. Yeah, thank you for writing in, Yolanda. And now for our award and prediction.
Right, right.
I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who you got?
I agree with Yolanda. I think Leisha is not fearing shit this episode. She took control. She called her mother out. She went looking for Ophelia.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for on a solo tip. And then it looks like at the end, she's trying to run and save her mother and Strand.
Oh, you mean like the previews for next week?
No. At the end, when she starts calling downstairs to her mom and stuff. So it looks like, you know, she's making her way that way, which is kind of bold.
Yes, but I thought she ran back into the room after she opened that door and saw the zombies were in the hallway. Didn't she go back to the room?
You know, I'm not sure, but I know that she ran out initially to go let them know.
Yeah, to warn them.
So, yeah, I have to agree with that.
I agree with Yolanda as well. Leisha definitely is. I don't think there was any runner-ups, closer runner-up or anything like that for this week. Leisha definitely was, I ain't fearing shit. She was making moves. She was thinking level-headed. I mean, she's going through a lot, too. You have to think.
Right.
Her boyfriend died. She was kidnapped. I mean, a lot of shit has happened in the past few months. A lot, you know, more than most people's lifetime, a lot of stuff happened to a young girl. And she's still able to think clearly and move forward. And that's what she was saying. Like, how did that guy give up? You just survive. You keep surviving. You JSS somehow. So I did like that.
Yeah.
I know by saying JSS somehow doesn't make sense, because JSS means just survive somehow, somehow. But you just JSS, okay? Or no, you can't say just JSS, because that's just, okay, fuck it. You know what I'm saying.
You have to JSS.
You have to JSS. That's the proper way to say it. All right. What about most likely to die?
Most likely to die. You know, I haven't seen Travis or Chris yet. But I'm just thinking that we need Chris. You know, he turned to a villain. He's, you know, trying to kill his sister and stepmom.
And his dad. He tried to kill his dad. Like, he's evil.
So.
He's Lizzie 2.0.
So I'm kind of feeling his character now.
Yeah, I am too.
But Travis got to go.
Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't even seen him. You want him to die in the next week when we see him?
Yeah, I just don't want to see him.
Okay. I think you were a Travis killer last season.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed.
Okay. I'm actually with Yolanda, like, full way this episode. I think Ophelia is most likely to die. I mean, all signs point to her dying.
Yeah, but I think we need her character. We need that suicidal character.
Okay.
We need somebody who's always going to just fuck the flow up.
Yeah, like everyone's like, oh, we survived. And she's like, Lucius died right now. Like, man.
Somebody just corrupted
things.
Killing
the vibe.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm kind of feeling her. But that Travis guy, he got to go.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing Travis and Chris next week, if we finally see him.
I just don't see a point of having Travis on the show.
Okay. That's how I feel about Madison. I'm so tired of her. So tired of seeing her.
I mean, Travis disappointed me last season. Disappointed me the first half of this season. You know, we talk about Nick leaving his mom and sister, but Travis left his wife.
That's not his wife.
Well, yeah, you're
right. It was close enough to being his wife. Yeah, but he had no choice. Was he supposed to leave his kid?
Man, his kid turned to the good son.
Yeah,
leave his ass.
Yeah, I mean.
He's trying to kill people in their sleep.
Right. And then tried to kill him. After he tried to kill me, I'm like, man, like, you're on your own.
Right.
Like, I don't know. You know, he's Lizzie. He's Lizzie 2.0 for real.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let go.
All right.
Like, Maddie needs to let go of Nick. He needs to let go of Chris.
I agree.
And we need to let go of him on the show.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow night, Sunday, with our Instant Cast. And since it is Labor Day weekend, we're going to try to tape the full recap early. So if you do want to leave feedback or comments or whatever on the show, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin. Or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we will discuss your comments there as well. Of course, also our website, theverdictsin.com, you can leave comments there. And then we will also request that you leave a review and rating on iTunes. So if you've been listening for a while and haven't done so yet, that really helps out. There's a lot of Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead podcasts out there, and it would get us shown a little bit better if we have more reviews and ratings. So go ahead and just take a minute out of your day and leave 5 stars for at a minimum, and we would greatly appreciate it. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.